Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Lo yetzei ha'ish b'sandal ha'mesumer. Sandal ha'mesumer is it has spikes on the bottom, and the chayy is wearing it as a shoe, so it's a spiked shoe. So what? Why shouldn't it be mutter? The Gemara says it was a tragic story where Yidden were hiding l'chayy in the tkuf of the chashmenoim, and they thought they heard the enemy closing in on them. Really, what they were hearing was a sound above the cave. And Lamaisa, the people were pushing, there was a stampede, and the spikes in their shoes killed many of the people. So because of that, they asked up on Shabbos. Santa Maisa, the Maisa was on Shabbos. They asked up wearing on Shabbos this type, since it's a Zman when the Tzibur gets together. So wearing clothing that could be an article of clothing that could cause difficulty, could cause danger, they were guys. For loy bi yochid, bizman shein biragle maka. This is going on a person wearing a single shoe. The reason why he would take off one shoe is obviously his other foot. He has a toe that's infected. His foot is twisted. You're not allowed to go with a single shoe. Why? Because it looks like you're carrying the other one. So it's mechzi, mamish, like a person who's carrying on Shabbos. Or, another reason, is since people are going to look funny, at a certain point he could take off the shoe that he's wearing and taka carry that, says a chashash on that. Unless it's a dover nicker that people can see his foot is bandaged, he has a cast on. He's not allowed to go with tefillin. This needs an explanation. There's a machloikis in the Gemara, it's a sugi at the end of Erev in Barichus, where the Shabbos man tefillin. Since the Torah says, Moyed yomim yomimo, so we learn out that there are times that one wears tefillin, one times one doesn't wear tefillin. Because of that, by the way, tefillin is a mitzvah seshas man gromer. Certain times yes, certain times not. That's what we're in a potter. So lo yeitze o'ish b'tefillin, according to the man d'omer, the Shabbos and his man tefillin, it's a poshta maser. Not mekayim mitzvah. Lamaisa wouldn't be deraisa because he's wearing a derech malbush. He wears tefillin the whole week. They wore tefillin the whole time. He's wearing the tefillin derech malbush, even though he's not yoretz mitzvah. It's also in the rabbana. According to the man d'omer, Shabbos is man tefillin, so then there's taka a mitzvah. So the problem is because maybe you'll come, you'll take them off at a certain point, and you'll carry them dalet amos. Person has to relieve himself. So Mel is not allowed to wear tefillin. So he's going to take them off. He's going to carry them. Person wants to think about something which is not covered for the tefillin. He's going to take off his tefillin. And he's going to carry them Rishus HaRam. So it goes into the same Gzeri Drabon. V'loy b'kameya b'zman she'enem min ha'mumcha. Kameya, as we know, is something with shemois, with koiches, that one wears. Sometimes it could be more superstitious. That's good luck. And sometimes it could be a kameh that's written by a mumche, something that's mukubal, from a mukubal, that it works. So if it's kameh she'enim min ha'mumche, that's already called, if it's min ha'mumche, that's already called derech refuah, that's already called something that he has to wear. If it's not min ha'mumche, it's not something he wants to wear, that's a masa, and that he's not allowed to carry. How many times does a kameh have to prove itself until he's proven, it's proven, to be legitimate? Three times. What's called ismechid is like kilu with soymech on the kameya. V'loi b'shiryoin, we're talking about a suit of armor. V'loi b'kaz, does a steel helmet. V'loi b'magofayim. Magofayim is also something like leg support made out of metal, made out of barzel. The knights wear them. They wear armor. Protects the body. You're going to call that a malbush? It's not mamish amaso, but lamaisa one's not allowed to wear it. Mishnah Gimel. Say it's a isha b'machat hanekuva. A woman's not allowed to wear out a machat nekuva. This is not a tachshit. That's a work tool because it's used for sewing. See, here's a chayiv chatos. The Mishnah is going to speak out. V'loy b'tabas she'esha le'choisim. Again, it's used for work. It's a signet ring. V'loy b'kul yor. A kulyor is something that she would wear around her head, but most women don't wear it, so it's considered mamash amasa. V'lebi kevelas, a kevelas is something that she would wear made out of kesev or zov on her head. It would have perfume in it, and it's something that women don't generally wear, so it's mamash considered a maso. V'loipitzloiches shel payotin. It's a small container of a certain type of fragrance. Moir. Like we have moir by the Ketores. And over here, v'myotzo chayev eschatos, divrib meir, because it's mamash amasa. She's wearing it as a takshrit, even though it's not normally worn. Avada, she's not allowed to, because she could take it off to show it to somebody, like we mentioned in Mishnayis earlier. But, lemaisa, to call it out and out, a takshrit, the chayiv chatas, that not.